You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Beyond the Veil with your medium, Shelly Seanwald.
Shelly Seanwald.
Live from yourmedium.ca.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Beyond the Veil
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Beyond the Veil. I'm your host, Shelly Seanwald. I'm an evidential medium who's walking alongside those experiencing grief and loss. If your heart has been heavy, if you've been wishing for just one more moment with that person, one more sign, you're in the right place. On the show, I share live readings, real connections with loved ones in spirit, bringing through messages of comfort, love, and reassurance. I offer private readings worldwide, and you can learn more at my website, yourmedium.ca. So stay with me. This space is about healing and reminding you that love is never lost. And you know, they really do walk alongside us each and every day. We get these weird little signs every once in a while. You know, I've been going through a hard time and I'm sitting on my balcony. All of a sudden, these two birds just come and perch on the balcony railing and they're staring out over at me. That's not something I see normally at my home. It was unusual. It just made me think of a couple loved ones that are in spirit that are letting me know that, hey, you know what? We're here for you. We know things are hard, but we got your back. So when you're going through these times, it can be difficult to remember that they're there yet, because our minds just kind of keep us in the state of the what ifs and the how is this all going to work out, and I'm afraid of what's going to happen. But really what we need to do is we just need to take a step back and say, Spirit, my loved ones, help me with this. Help me through what I'm dealing with right now to the highest and best. You know, because when we ask for help, we often will give a bit of a laundry list. But they know better what we need than we do. Because you know what? If I could give a laundry list of what I needed, it'd be like $1 million. And they're probably not going to hand me over that. But they can certainly give me what I need in life. And if I look back on my events in life, they've always come through. So we're going to take a caller now and see who we have here. We have Ashley in Cleveland, Ohio. Ashley, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Ashley. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Glad to be here. Glad to be talking to you.
Aw.
All right.
Same.
So, yeah. Well, what brings you to the show tonight?
Just to get some guidance, I guess.
Okay. It's interesting because as you're speaking, there's a woman kind of moving into the picture here. It feels like a grandmother, mother type energy coming in. Mm-hmm. Grandmother in spirit.
Yeah.
Okay. This person almost feels like a bit of a free spirit though.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is my gosh, I'm getting that kind of flower child energy. Would that make sense with grandmother? That kind of fun, loving.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Because she's showing me flowers. She's showing me daisies and things like that. And she's just
okay,
gushing with love. She wasn't a gushy person when she was here, was she?
She what?
She wasn't gushing with love when she was here.
She was, yeah.
Okay. I'll bring her in a little bit closer for you. She hasn't come through for you before, has she?
Maybe she has. I'm not sure.
You don't know. Okay. Because she's kind of talking a mile a minute, saying how she's so happy to be able to be here and talk with you. Mm. What she's saying to me is she had a strong sense of belief. And mm-hmm. I don't mean necessarily in religious, but just in general, when she believed in something, it was mm-hmm. wholehearted with her.
Okay.
Would it make sense that she's saying to me she didn't get to spend enough time with you?
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, because what she's saying is she would have liked to had more time with you.
Yeah.
And get to know you here mm-hmm. before she passed. And it feels like there was just a variety of circumstances that did not lead her to be able to have that relationship that she'd hoped for.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask her to see what she wants to tell you today about life and life in general, because she's mm-hmm. saying that there's some confusion around a situation for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it just got something about love.
Okay.
Does it make sense to you that you're confused by someone's behavior?
Yes.
Okay. Because it feels like this individual is like a half in, half out of it. And you're standing there going, okay, are we doing this? Are we not?
Mm-hmm.
Your grandmother wants you to know that you deserve someone who's all in.
Okay.
Because it feels like this dance is just going to kind of keep going on and going on and going on. You're not quite sure what to do with the situation.
Mm-hmm.
She's wanting to remind you that there is love for you.
Okay.
And not just her love and her gushy warm love, but it's mm-hmm. there's love for you. She wants you to remember how smart you are and how much you offer this world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what she's telling me is you're far more important in this world than you give yourself credit for.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because what she's telling me is that you have some influential work that you do.
Yeah, I think so.
And that it's worthwhile. Like she says, this is worthwhile work. You're making a difference with what you do.
Okay, that's good.
Because she's saying sometimes the days are hard, and when you come home and you know you toss your shoes off, you're like, oh my, like what?
Yeah.
What am I doing?
For sure.
Mm-hmm. But she says that's. This type of work feeds your soul.
Yeah, definitely.
And you'd miss it if you weren't there.
That's true.
But your star shines brightly.
Mm-hmm.
And not everyone can handle that.
Yes, true.
You know? You need someone who can also bask in your glow
mm-hmm.
and not expect you to bask in theirs all the time.
Yeah.
It's interesting because there's a young male around.
Okay.
Do you have a young male in spirit?
Yeah.
Okay, because he just popped into this picture here. He wasn't that old when he passed.
Mm-mm.
Okay. He's... I'm trying to get what I'm trying to find out what happened to him, because it feels tragic. It feels like this was a horrible event.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also quick.
Yeah.
Because he's saying to me, but don't worry. You know, it was quick. He's saying to me that he was there and then gone. That's what mm-hmm. he's saying.
Probably. So yeah.
he's saying that it people wonder, you know, what he went through, and he says it really wasn't much because he was out so fast.
Okay.
That he was okay. He said, I was more confused by what mm-hmm. what happened than anything, is what he's saying to me. But he wants you to know that he's very well and that he looks out for you.
Okay.
He's almost kind of, he wants to tease you a bit. Like, but not in a mean way, but just kind of like, come on,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're wonderful. That's what he's saying. He's like, just come on. You know, you deserve the sun, the moon and the stars.
Mm.
But he wants you to know that all will come true with that. When I said the sun, the moon and the stars, is that you will make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also saying, you take good care of yourself. It's like, of all facets, like it seems yeah. financially, emotionally, and spiritually,
yeah.
you really do take good care of yourself. And he says that serves you well.
Okay, yeah.
And he also wants to remind you that you have a really good sixth sense yourself. So when you start to feel something's not quite right, and he wants you to remind you, it's okay to take a step back. You're not wrong.
Okay.
Yeah. Lots of love from these two. Really, Ashley. You've got a solid team there for you. And everything's going to be great. You're going to
okay,
make it
that's
great.
Good.
You are the type of person that will put the work in as well.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
May I leave them with you, those lovely people.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Of course. Thank you.
Good night. Well, thank you for being here and witnessing these live connections today. If you're feeling called to experience a reading of your own, I do offer them worldwide, and you can find out more information on my website, yourmedium.ca. So know your loved ones are there with you each and every day, and they will come in when it's necessary, and they will help you out.